The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. I love this verse from Paul to the Corinthians. It's used so many times in so many places, and it will be used probably every day across the world by Christians. And it's a reminder that even though we will identify or be, in that sense, a different part of a human body, we are all one body. We all have different functions. We all have different gifts and talents. But when we are together, we are the body of Christ, and we should rejoice in that. One of the sad things sometimes is jealousy in the body of Christ, and there shouldn't be any jealousy. We are given different gifts, different talents, we have different personalities, and God calls us to do different roles. So we mustn't look at other people and say, well, I wish I could be like that, or look how great they are. That's their role, that's not your role. We all have different roles, and we will be successful in our own roles in the body of Christ. God wants us all to flourish. He wants the whole body to flourish, and he wants the whole body to be healthy. But when we are not functioning together as a unity of one, yet distinctly all different, then that doesn't help what we're trying to achieve, which is to bring the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ into a very broken world. The body has to be healthy. The body has to be working together and rejoicing when others are successful in their ministries. And this is the thing. We think people, oh, you're successful in your ministry. But actually, God wants, and we also want, we should also want everyone to be successful in their ministry. Whether that's a big public ministry or whether that's a ministry that is so private that only a few people will know what it is. Well, God knows it, and God wants everybody to flourish and to do the best at what he has called them to do with the talents that he has given them. Why? Because then he knows that people will hear the gospel of Jesus. People in need will be helped. Those who are in times of trouble will be comforted. We will help so many people in so many different ways. You know, and that's the thing as a body of Christ. Some people are very good at certain things, but put them in a different situation, they're awful. They are awful and the wrong person to be in that situation. And yet it's the person who maybe is the humblest and the quietest there that is perfect in that particular situation. And we have to understand that. We've got to get away from division. We've got to get away from jealousy. We've got to get into the place of praising and building up and unifying the body of Christ to work together for God's glory and to bring the gospel to a very hurting world and to bring the hope that only Jesus can bring that is forever lasting. But so let's encourage each other. Let's build each other up. Let's learn off each other. Let's support each other in prayer and practically and bring glory to God by being the healthy body of Christ in the world today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, even though we are all so different with different gifts and talents, you want us to be a healthy body. Help us, Lord, to do that, to build each other up and support each other for your glory. Amen.